is to you, mobile and monitoring.
Last call in stations, KO4PXB.
4PXB.
Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd.
How you doing this fine morning, Lloyd? This is Richard.
Sir, just had a very uneventful no traffic ride in Spartanburg as it stands so far, but yeah, I'm definitely doing good this morning.
Well, I was later leaving and had to stop and fill the tank up, so I'm getting into school traffic closer I get to home.
I think I heard you talk with Patrick about the cost of diesel fuel, if that was you.
I don't have diesel. I've got gasoline, but it's still only about 15 miles to the gallon.
In a 2009 Silverado truck, and yeah, I get about 16.4, so it can be rough on cost of things, especially if you don't really make a lot. So I have some young friends that are really not making a lot per hour. So, and one kid just, you know, was, I guess he slid off the cracker or something and went out and bought an expensive truck that gets like 1 or 2 miles per gallon. I know I'm just joking about that, but it's just like, I asked him why.
They wanted that bright, shiny truck. Well, the newer trucks get better than mine. I'm in a 98 Cheyenne.
That actually just got my first DMR contact. I was like, wow, that's surprising because I just had it programmed for DMR. And so I heard multiple conversations at one time.
Yeah, I'm in a 98 one-ton crew cab, 8-foot bed.
This KO4PXB. Sorry to have to drop real quick. Also had a phone call, so I had to turn both radios down so I could answer my work call.
XB, KK4FT, no problem. I threw my call out last night as I was leaving to go to work, and somebody answered. They were down in the weeds, and my wife called, so I had to ignore them and try to get them back. And I think they had moved on or turn the radio off.
Is KO4 Papa X-ray Bravo. I think that was Ben because he started out clear and then just his signal just went down well below where it was unreadable, because I knew you at one point in time you were talking with Ben and it just like it definitely dropped off.
Probably about 25 minutes or longer before that, I had not long left the house, and one of my friends over here, not too far from me, he called KJ4WHO. He called. I heard his call, but I was on the phone with a wife. Needed to tell her some things.
It is definitely never smart to ignore her phone call or any.
I'm home from work, and I need to give her an update on our dog. How she's been acting. She's not even 2 years old yet. She can be rather rambunctious.
And that's definitely part of the age where a lot of people even say, you know, they have Valium for dogs and Ritalin for dogs or something like to kind of keep them calm when they get too hyper for people, that they want a calm dog, but when it's that young, it's still in that puppy mode.
It deals with separation anxiety a little bit, so we do have to medicate her a little bit. Other than that, she's pretty good, but she can, like I said, she can be rather rambunctious when she does see you.
one of the little dogs that I have, it's a, I don't remember, it's a little, definitely a little ankle biter, and it had anxiety attacks like that. It would just get separation, and we got those, it's a weighted blanket, like a whole harness that goes around him, and it's, kind of has weight to it, where it gives them the feeling that somebody's cuddling them, so it, and it worked out well for him.
He failed. She, some days I wonder if she actually remembers that she's canine and not feline, because she is very light on her feet.
And it's never good when a 60-pound dog thinks it's a lap dog.
She does that.
A 60-pound wired hair fox terrier, and it does not like to be in your lap. It doesn't even like to put its feet up on you and get, you know, just be petted behind the ears. It likes to keep all 4 feet on the floor, and but it'll, she'll step right there beside you with no issue. Doesn't even stand up on the bed. It was like, yeah, hell yeah.
I'll be clearing your final. KO4PXB, KK4FTU.
Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.